Muzali Lord Dentist Suburb Youth, 21-year-old Shakespeare Mulilo, says in the absence of jobs in the country, he has taken to betting, hoping by luck he can make a dollar to live by, as many struggle to make ends meet. Mulilo said he and other youth have resorted to gambling to earn a living as company closures have seen the number of jobs available on the market continuing to dwindle. It's now more of who you know even to get the smallest of jobs. On a good day, he says he can get as much as $500 after betting with just $1.
To myself and others, it will be like a form of employment, because rather than to wait for any money outside, it will be difficult to find it. But on betting, you just bet on or even a dollar, then it comes when you bet your teams, you find out you have won maybe 140, 500 and some, or like us, like some of the who are not employed, it will be an advantage for them.
Betting shops are all over the place, with the Africa Bet and Africa Lotto leading the way. The youth can bet on virtually anything that is of interest in a particular world sports. The shops are always packed. Sometimes there's not even room to stand as jobless youth try their luck in a bid to feed their families. Chikono Wono High Density Suburb resident George Chitengo said he is surviving on British and Spanish soccer betting and often wins because he knows how the teams play.
To myself and others, it will be like a form of employment, because rather than to wait for any money outside, it will be difficult to find it. But on betting, you just bet on or even a dollar, then it comes when you bet your teams, you find out you have won maybe 140, 500 and some, or like us, like some of the who are not employed, it will be an advantage for them.
Another gambler who did not want to be identified said some like him take betting as a hobby and entertainment.
Maybe some of them, they find it as a hobby. Some people find it as a hobby, but most of them, it's a lack of employment. So betting is now sort of employment to them. And others, it's just a hobby. And others, just a sort of entertainment. For me, it's just a hobby. When I win, I enjoy the hobby. When I lose.
But some parents are not amused by the number of youth who have turned to gambling, which they say is a vice in the society. Alaska parent Atwell Mazarura is one such parent.
As a Christian country, our Christian principles forbid gambling. Besides that, the definition for gambling, for betting on gambling, is risking your money for a future event, an event of which you are not in control, of which you cannot even calculate the probability.
Spoken Word Ministry Pastor Tunderai Makaya says as a church they are not surprised by the number of youth turning to gambling. He says it is a sign of the times. Makaya says this shows that people are in extreme poverty, and like those who gambled during the Bible times, they are desperate to earn a living.
We find it in the book of Nehemiah. People, they were gambling with their inheritance. The reason, because most of them, those people, they were left in Israel. Other people, they went to Babylon. They don't have a source of, in fact, they were now logged country without any assistance from other people. Because most of the people, they're supposed to go out because of poverty, because of, you know, lack of anything. They start to sell their thing, or they start to gamble with their property. By the end, in fact, Nehemiah, when he come back, he says, no, guys, why are you doing this?
But due to the increased clientele base from mainly the youth, Africa Bet and Africa Lotto have opened more than 100 outlets throughout the country. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atta Chigoriwa.